You saw Deaver and Baker, McFarlane and Watt go, until fired by Nancy, Don Regan would not go.
But one guy they never could catch, and he left with his Teflon unscratched.
Ronald the red-faced Reagan had a quite protective staff, always an action taken every time he made a gaffe.
Crises they learned to handle, guarding well the Reagan name. At any hint of scandal, one of them would take the blame.
After he had left his job, Reagan called to say,
George Bush, you take care of me. Guard my place in history.
When Georgie Bush stopped shaking, he decided that henceforth, every mistake by Reagan, he would blame it all.
Who will take the fall?
Blame it all on Ollie North.
Come, you masters of war, you that build all the guns, you that build the death plane, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind deaths. I just want you to know we can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but build the destroy. Oh, you play with our world like it was your little toy. You put a gun in our hands, then you hide from our eyes. Then you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, oh, you're lying to see. Oh, where a war can be won, you want us to believe. You're hiding white mansions while young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy your forgiveness? Do you think that it could? Well, I think you will find when your debt takes its toll. Oh, how much do I know to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm yours, you might say I'm under, but there's one thing I know. You die, and your death will come soon. I will follow your casket in the pale afternoon, and I'll watch as you lower into your death bed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that.
Thanks for returning to Great Speeches and Interviews on Axis Sacramento and The Voice. I'm Steve Lerman. You can hear us at 96.5 FM in the Sacramento area, or you can go to accesssacramento.org, or you can download this program from greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com. Coming up next, autism linked to pesticide exposure.
New paper in Environmental Health Perspectives is sounding a note of warning for pregnant women. The research confirms earlier and smaller studies that also found that living close to areas where agricultural pesticides are used is associated with a spike in the risk of their unborn children having developmental delays and autism spectrum disorders. Neurodevelopmental disorder scientists at the UC Davis Mind Institute recruited 970 children from its ongoing studies of autism for this groundbreaking research. Irva Hertz-Pichotto is professor of epidemiology at the Institute and a senior author of the paper and joins us now. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me, just how risky is it for a pregnant woman to live near a place where pesticides are being sprayed agriculturally?
So in our study, women who lived, you know, two-thirds to a mile away from where agricultural pesticides were being applied had about a 60% higher risk of their child developing an autism spectrum disorder. So the background risk, you know, based on the latest figures from the Centers for Disease Control, is about 1 in 68. So, you know, if it's 60% higher, it may be 1 in 40-something, which certainly is reason to be concerned.
And 60% is the average. In certain cases, the risk is much higher, you found.
So there are, of course, multiple types of pesticides that are used in agriculture, depending on the crops. One of them is called organophosphates. One of the most widely used individual pesticide in that class is chlorpyrifos. And that one actually was associated with a particularly high risk for third trimester and second trimester use of that product.
You say high risk? What do you mean?
Between two and threefold higher. That class of pesticides is no longer permitted for use in household products. So up until about 2000, that was actually one of the main ingredients in our sprays that we use for cockroaches and ants and those sorts of pests around the home. They continue to be used for commercial uses, including in agriculture.
What are the other chemicals that you study?
Pyrethroids, which are used not only in agriculture, but also in the household products. They've replaced the organophosphates. They conferred about an 80% higher risk for women and their child. These are a product that is labeled usually as natural, and that's because the original pyrethrin came from the chrysanthemum plant. However, the pyrethroids have been synthesized to be more toxic and to last longer. Some of them can last, maybe a few weeks. Others longer than a year.
And the other chemical group?
The carbamates. They're somewhat similar in chemical structure to the organophosphates. And they were not associated with a higher risk of autism spectrum disorder, but they were associated with higher risk for other types of developmental delay, such as intellectual disability or sometimes called cognitive impairment.
Now, tell to me about what you did for this study. How did you get a clear understanding of how they've been exposed to these chemicals?
Actually, this is part of the CHARGE study, which stands for Childhood Autism Risk from Genes and Environment. We actually find out about these children through California's Department of Developmental Services. And then we conduct interviews with the family. One of the things we collect is their residential history. This paper was taking the addresses that they reported and linking them to a database that California maintains, where commercial pesticide applicators are required to report all of the jobs where they have applied pesticides and where they applied them. And then the where is what we then link. So we have the addresses of the woman, we have the applications of the pesticides and the dates, we have the dates of her pregnancy, and put that together to determine was she living in close proximity or not.
Now, what do you suppose is the mechanism of how these chemicals work to increase the risk of a child developing an autism spectrum disorder? How do you go from, say, killing insects to changing someone's mental abilities?
You know, as you mentioned, they're designed to kill, kill insects. So unlike a lot of other chemicals that we encounter, they are really designed to shut down a central nervous system, granted, of the insect. The mechanisms by which nerves in virtually all living beings operate involves, you know, electrical impulses going across neurons through what's called the synapse. Many pesticides, in fact, operate by disrupting that chemical jump. So that, you know, that's one mechanism that pesticides can operate by. So there are a lot of functions in that early development that can be disrupted.
What surprises did you have doing this?
Surprises. We thought we would see that the closer they lived, the stronger the effect. And that was sometimes true and sometimes not true. But the weakness in this, of course, is which way was the wind blowing when the applications were being made? Was the woman at home? Were the windows open? Was she at work that day? How much is actually getting into her body? So a lot of unknowns, and this is an approximate indicator of, you know, potential for exposure. It's not an actual measurement. We also need to look at other sources of pesticide exposure. So living near agricultural fields is one. Home applications would be another. And then the third would be residues on food that was sprayed, you know, while it was out in the fields and may still be there when it gets into your home.
Barbara Hertz-Picciotto is a professor of epidemiology at the UC Davis Mind Institute. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me, Steve.
Hello? Pepsi Company? This is Britney Spears. Hey, I think I've changed my mind and I really want to be your spokesperson again. How about it? Well, why not? Because I had a what? A baby? No, I didn't. Well, I mean, nobody told me. Are you sure? Oh, well, let me look for it. Oh, I do have a baby. Baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right there? Baby, baby, your mama's a little slow. I shouldn't feed you light beer. Show me if your diaper's poopy. Tell me, baby, 'cause you need to know I'm not that bright. This parent thing is killing me. I must confess, I was naive, so naive. Me having children is such a crime, so I will whine. Drop my baby one more time. Baby, baby, you're right in a safety seat, 'cause my lap is no good. Baby, baby, I'm sorry you fell in the street. I drove off with you on the car hood. Show me if you got a boo-boo, 'cause I'm cuckoo and you need to know your mama's pregnant. The tabloid press keeps hounding me. I beg and plead, just let me be, just let me be. Next time I drop my baby on his head, doctors have said he'll be dumber than K-Fed.
Tell me what you know. If somebody good end? Are all businessmen just scheming? Or telling who's your enemy and who's your friend? Well, I'm not sure that I believe them. When street side posters are encouraging me peeping to report my local terrorists and the company that keep it. It's propaganda. Now it's everywhere I look, it's a propaganda. Man, it's just like in history books. Propaganda. It's everywhere I go. Well, hey, mister, come on, tell me what you know. Cause there ain't no names and no crimes written in my paper. The racial prisoner who's wondering why his charges, secret meetings in taxi cab garages, propaganda. Now it's everywhere I go, another propaganda.
Such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you ten, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath's been just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now take it to Nava. Ho, ho, yes, Suki Tawdry. And old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry. Look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Like that either.
I say it is tight like this.
Let it be tight like that then.
Mm-hmm.
tight like that gate.
Things that bothered me. Perhaps it's retrospect, you know, I'm seeing them better now. But I think I was troubled, too, at the time by the fact that my church would keep changing rules. I mean, they change a rule anytime they wanted. This law is eternal, except for this weekend.
Special dispensation.
Magic words. Yeah, like eating meat on Friday was definitely a sin. Except for the people in Philadelphia. They were number one in the scrap iron drive. Yeah. They would give it away as a prize, you know. If your parish gave the most money to the Bishop's Relief Fund, hamburgers on Friday, yeah. Well, and of course, I've been gone a long time now. It's not even a sin anymore to eat meat on Friday. But I'll bet you there are still some guys in hell doing time on a meat wrap, right? Gotta be there, yeah.
I thought it was retroactive. I had a bologna sandwich. This guy had a beef jerky, right? Huh. Tell him what you had.
How'd you like to do eternity for a beef jerky? Yeah, because hell wasn't no 5 to 10, you know. Hell was later. Heaven, hell, purgatory, and limbo. Those were the four big places to go. Yeah. Heaven was the only one they showed you pictures of. Drawings, I assume they were drawings, right? Artist's conception of heaven. You'd find that in, sometimes you'd find that in Treasure Chest, the comic book with Chuck White, the Catholic comic book. Yeah, Chuck White fan. Yeah, occasionally you'd see a picture of heaven. Heaven was always a lot of yellow and white light, a lot of vertical lines, a lot of clouds. Might have been clouds, might have been apartment buildings. You weren't really sure, you know. And a lot of tall angels. Did you ever notice that? Except for the cherubs, all the angels, real tall dudes, yeah. And all blonde. They had far too many blondes in heaven, as far as I was concerned. Right? Hell, they never showed you any pictures of hell. Hell was real easy to understand. Hell was fire, and anyone can dig fire, right?
Yeah. Hey, hell is like burning 100 Christmas trees and jumping right in the middle, you know?
Purgatory was weird. Purgatory was temporary hell. It was like it was as bad as hell, but you knew you were going home, man. Often wondered if they had, like, short-time clubs in purgatory, you know? Little buttons. I'm short. 2 eons, man. Yeah. I could do an eon standing on my head. Yeah. Purgatory. The weirdest of all was limbo. Limbo was where they sent unbaptized babies. The reasoning was it wasn't their fault. Yep. Can't see God if you're not baptized, but you were too young to make the decision. Whip them into limbo. What could limbo have been, man? Welcome to limbo. I think they've since canceled limbo. I'm not completely sure, but I think when they purged a few of the saints, they called off limbo, too. Yeah. Hope they promoted everyone, sent them to heaven, you know, didn't just cut them loose in space, right? Yeah.
That's all, folks.